We begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf Chavkim. We begin the Amud Aleph. Begin the taste of the Maschot. It begins the words of the Gemara. Mechaba u'magbi u'manicha. He extinguishes it. He lifts it up and he places it down. V'chayzimalik. Then he goes and he relights it. That's miboyle. That's what it should have said. Taste comes to explain why would you have to go ahead and relight it? That the Gemara was in doubt. What's the prior mitzvah of the Ner of Chanukah? Is it the hadloka that is the mitzvah, or is it the hanocha, which therefore, even if you light it somewhere else and you put it into place, so then it would be valid. So the Gemara proves from the halacha, the brisa, that there's a lantern that was lit from before Shabbos and it lit all the way through to Matzah Shabbos, and you want to again have it to be the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. So you have to extinguish it and relight it for the purpose of the Ner Chanukah. So that's the Gemara. If it's halacha, it's a mitzvah, that's okay. So it's enough just to relight it. But if you hold hanocha, it's a mitzvah, it's not enough just extinguish it and relight it. You would have to extinguish it, lift it up, and then place it down, because it's the hanocha that does a mitzvah, from the fact that it doesn't say that Ambi Sadlaka is a mitzvah. And that is Taisa Vim Temi, begin to say, why would it require to extinguish it and going ahead and relighting it? Behagba Sagi, what do you mean? Just with lifting it up is enough. You don't even have to extinguish it and relight it. Kibin hanocha is a mitzvah, since you're telling me the placement is what does the mitzvah. So the ati migara deluka v'medis, is it any worse when it was literate from before Shabbos, medlika chersh of a cotton, than when a minor or mentally deranged or a deaf mute goes and lights it, and his lighting is not considered valid lighting? Still we say if the adult goes and puts it in the appropriate place, it's going to be valid. So why are you saying, according to the one who holds hanocha is a mitzvah, it's not enough to just extinguish and relight it? You would have to extinguish, lift up, put it down, and then relight. Why? According to them, you wouldn't have to do any extinguishing, relighting. Just go ahead, lift it up, and put it down. The Shlemite says what you could say is, the Mayri Shadlikim Mitchilos Al Tzerich Shabbos. Yes. In the case that we're talking about over here, that it was already lit, it was that it was actually originally lit for the purposes, not as could be explained the way Rashi said it, it was lit for the Ner Chanukah from before Shabbos. No, Tzerich says, when it was lit before Shabbos, it was lit for the Ner Shabbos. Oh, and therefore it is worse than the case of if it was lit by a chershet v'katan. The hasam shemad lika be'ita, there where you're lighting it in its appropriate times. And nikra adavish shemad lika l'shem chanukah, so it's obvious that he's lighting it for the mitzvah ner chanukah. So although it has no validity in halacha, but it's still going to help the hanocha afterwards that it's connecting with this hadlaka. In contrast, when it was lit for the ner of Shabbos, that it was not at all the hadlaka. You can't do a hanocha on something that was not lit for the purposes of ner chanukah, and that's why the halacha would require it to extinguish it, lift it up, put it down, and then relight again. So the next taste of Maschites begins the words of the Gemara, Shema Menoba. We can infer from this that Loka is a mitzvah, that it's the lighting that fulfills the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which taste comes to explain, so therefore the ramifications of lighting from one candle to another candle. That is, the Gemara concludes, primary mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the lighting, not the placing. So Taisa says, Vimkein, if that's the case, the mutla hadlik min ela ner. So you light a light from one to the other one. Because since the mitzvah is with the lighting, that's not a biza mitzvah, because when you're utilizing it, you're fulfilling another mitzvah with the lighting. But says Taisim, however, since the world of the Jewish people, the custom is to be stringent and not to light from one to the next, as the Paiskim explained, because ultimately the primary mitzvah really is with one. So when you light the other one from the first one, it's really not the same level of the mitzvah, and therefore they're stringent and they don't. So it says Taisim, in Lashan, Zeminik, one should not deviate from the custom, and although it seems like the primary halacha is that it would be permitted, as actually we do not do that, we do not light one from the other one. We continue to taste the Maschot as begins the words of the Gemara. Mireish hav mahadamar. Originally, the master used to go after a mishcha de shumshimi for the sesame seed oil. Which taste comes explain what type of candles, what ner are we talking about over here? And that is, Shimon Levi said that all oils are good for the ner, but the best is olive oil. So Abaye said that in the beginning, the master Rabbah would go after the sesame seed oil because it lasts longer. But once he heard the teaching of Shimon Levi, he would go after the Shemet Zayis because it's a clearer light. So it says Taisa Ner would seem that Ner Chanukah occurred. That's going on the Ner Chanukah. Well, Mishum time of the Masik, and like the reasoning we see from the conclusion, the Nafish Nohirit Tvei because it has a clearer light. Aval and Ner Shabbos, but if it was for the Ner Shabbos, she did the Shemet Zayis Mitzvah and Mufkor. That you wouldn't need your Shimon Levi. It would be obvious that the olive oil is the best one. The one that gets drawn the most after the wick is the olive oil. Like we see in the Mishnah, the Kula made the Beimat Likin. Everyone agrees with Shemet Zayis. Machalik is regarding other oils. And therefore, there would never have been a Havamina that the sesame seed oil is better. Rather, must be talking about that what was spoken about up here with Abaye and Rabbah was regarding the Ner of Chanukah, and that he originally thought would be better to have the sesame seed oil because it'll last longer. And then he realized that no, better to use that of the Shemen Zayis, like he saw from the teaching of Rav Shimon Levi. Continuing next text of Div Maschil Tes begins the words of the Gemara, Kol Asraf Miyafim L'Dyei. All Saraf is good for ink. Which Tes qualifies, what does Saraf mean? And that is, Rav Huna was saying that all the Saraf, which literally is usually translated as the sap of the trees, is good to make ink, and that of the Atzei Haktaf is the best from them all. Now, Pish Bakunjah Rashi explains that what is Saraf? What is this sap that comes out of the tree? That's Guma. That's the gummy. Now, it says, Taisus ve'enil Rabbeinu Tam. That does not seem to be the correct interpretation according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's this gummy, which is this type of derivative that comes from the tree, which is the derivative from the sap of the tree that you can make this gummy, because the dyoi ain't a gummy. The dyoi that we're saying in the Gemara that all straw is good for ink, it cannot be the gummy. How do you know? Because the Min Perek Bey is the Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin of your Testament Aleph says, Bakol Kaisman, you can write a get with any type of ink. Bidyoi, Bisam, Bisirka, Bakumois. Now, one of them is Dyoi. Another one is Kumas. Mefarash Begumar Kumas, what's that? That's Guma. So you see that obviously, Guma is not the same thing as Dyoi. Now, moreover, says Taisa, Bidyoi Nami Inze Meafatsim. When we're talking about ink over here, that we're saying that the Saraf is good, which Rashi wants to say Saraf is the Guma, that cannot be the me'afatzim, the gallnut water, which, yeah, sharagin lehanich ben guma. There actually, it is normative to put in the gummi, which is the sap from the tree, to go ahead and make from the gummi the me'afatzim, and then maybe that's the ink they were talking about, because the b'braisa ketani hasim, and the b'braisa we learned over there that says, kas b'me'i tari of afatza, it adds on other cases. Dainu afatzim, which what's afatza? That's afatzim, this gallnut. Kosher, it's going to be kosher. Now, mashma, that sounds like the lav hainu d'yoy diktan mastin. The Bryce is adding on other cases. The Mishnah already spoke about d'yoy. Obviously, that when we're talking about d'yoy, it's not referring to the afatzim. Vayim Orova says, Taisis, the kosher, when it says in those added cases that the kosher, mashma d'yev, it doesn't say you could write with it. It sounds like if you do, that it's kosher, sounds like after the fact. But if d'yoy, he ikrak siva, that's the primary writing, that's even like a tchila. So obviously, when we're talking about d'yoy, we don't mean the me afatzim. Vayim Orova, Taisis wants to prove that afatzim is not diyoi, because the perikol yad nid dafchof med alaf amrinon. The Gemara tells us regarding this that it says in the Mishnah, but they're regarding the black blood is metame by nida, like menstrual blood. It says Rabbami was polykurta deduce. He would crack open the pieces of ink ubadik, and he would check comparing regarding the color black to see if this is the same color as from the nida, which would be metamar. But one thing we see that he had to crack open the pieces of the ink, sounds like the hanu diyei shalonu, shukasha, it's like our ink, which is hard, v'loy shalafatzen. And diyei does not mean that of the gallnut water, which is not hard, rather it's liquidy. And ve'in derech lahanir, guma l'teich diyei shalonu. And as we pointed out, it's not the norm to put in guma into our inks. And therefore, it says you cannot explain that when the Gemara says sraf, it's guma, because our ink is ink that's like regular ink. And the Tesis proves that guma is not the ink itself, and the me'afatzim that you do put guma into is not diyoy, and our diyoy is not the guma. So obviously the sraf that we're saying is good for the diyoy is obviously not guma. So Taisa explains, rather sraf to acha, what does it mean when we're talking about the sraf over here? It's the moisture of the tree. Like we make our ink from the moisture of the bark of the tree, and it's not made together with a mixture of me'afatzim. So too, one could see from the Gemara Nida in the first paragraph of Yerim and Beis, where it says it's comparing the Gabi Besula regarding a virgin. It says, Zu Sirfa Matsui. Her Seraf is found. What does it mean? It means by her there's moisture because of the wound of the virginity of the Besulim. So we could say that whatever stain she finds is going to be tar. Whereas Rezu, but by a minor, ain't Sirfa Matsui. It's not commonly found that she should have moisture, and therefore if she has a stain, she's going to be tummy, where she doesn't have any dam tar to be tali in. So you see that Seraf is the moisture. We find similarly the terminology in Pesachim Naf, Lamentesim Naf, where it's talking about what's valid as what's a sign of Mar. Yerek Mar, a bitter herb, is Yeshle Sraf, has Sraf, meaning it has this moisture upon the Mechsifin, and the surface is a little bit pale. Lal Karchach, who's Sraf? That's what it means to say it has this moisture, because obviously it's no Guma in the mur, in the bitter herbs. So, Balkeno, you place Rabbein Tam, therefore says Tayser, Rabbein Tam would invalidate Sefer Torah, Shein Kaisim Midyashalano, any Sefer Torah that wasn't written with our ink, because the Shar, Loy Mikrid Yoy, the Pirish, like we explained, all these other inks like this, Me'afatsim, are not called Yoy, therefore it's not valid. But I mean, in Perakabayin, we say in the Gemara later on, the Kof Gimel Mabez, Kasvish Loy Bidyoy, if you write it without ink, Hareli Gonzu, it should be hidden away. The Gemara Menachas of Lamadal explains that it's talking about the Sefer Torah, which sounds like that even that halacha we say that if it's written without ink, without dyoy, that it's going to be hidden away, is talking about with a Sefer Torah, where Sefer Torah is only kosher with ink, but if you make it out of a fatsim, it's going to be invalid. So Tosfos brought from Rashi that the sraf that we make the dyoy from is guma, and Tosfos proves that no, from the fact that we say in Gittin that kumas is guma, obviously the other case of dyoy is not guma. Additionally, Tosfos proves that dyoy is not mea fatsim, which that you do put in guma into. And the fact that it says over there, if you write a mea fatsim, it's going to be kosher, sounds like that's not the diyay of the Mishnah, which is even like a tchila. So the diyay is not for mea fatsim that you put in guma. Additionally, Taisa says that it sounds like from the Gemara Nida, the diyay is hard, like our ink, and not like the ink of mea fatsim. So Taisa therefore disagrees. And he says, Sraf is the moisture of the bark of the tree, and from that they make the diyay, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam would make a Sefer Torah invalid if it was written with anything but our ink.